Surveying of North Coast nonprofit groups shows how federal actions have affected financial stability, programs, and employees. Those impacts were detailed during an October 29th online meeting of the Community Economic Resilience Consortium. Surveying of nonprofit groups by the Northern California Association of Nonprofits, NORCAN, between August and September included responses from 54 nonprofits in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. Changing Tides Family Services Executive Director Kerry Venegas presented the survey's striking findings. Just this year, there's been a collective loss of almost $7 million. The survey also reports $2 million in delayed reimbursements and the closure or reduction of 33 programs, which has affected 2,333 clients. And the targeting of diversity, equity, and inclusion policies affects how nonprofits can communicate and carry out their work, Venegas said.
20% of the surveyed organizations have scaled back their DEI practices, otherwise known as equity or diversity, under compliance pressures. I am sure that many of you saw some of the lists that leaked out probably right after mid-January that had a whole list of words that can't be used, right, that you should not have as part of your initiatives. Unfortunately, those lists also contained the words women and female, which make it extremely hard to do the work we do for anyone. So 70% of the nonprofits surveyed expect further reduction in government funding. 45% see higher administrative burdens. And again, just to flag this, there are a lot of things that aren't even making the news that are coming out from like the Office of Budget Management or other places in the federal government.
The loss of millions of dollars in funding across the organizations stems from the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which Venegas referred to as House Bill 1 because, quote, I just cannot deal with the name or the acronym. Funding for a range of services, including housing, domestic violence prevention, food and children's programs, has been scaled back. Ann Holcomb of NORCAN, formerly the executive director of Food for People, talked about the uncertainty of a new era of funding cuts.
You know, in conversations with people who say, yes, government's too big and we should cut it, you know, I don't think any of us totally disagree with that. I do think, though, that just going in and slashing things willy-nilly without having any time to examine what those ripple effects would be or which things really do make a lot of sense and have been proven statistically to make a huge difference in the quality of people's lives, it's just been hard to know where the next hits are coming from and how to prepare for them. When everything is such a big unknown, it makes it really difficult to try to figure out how you're going to navigate for your own organization and collectively, you know, within the sector.
Greg Foster of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission hosted the meeting and noted the presentation's statistics on the numbers of people getting Medicaid and food stamp benefits in Humboldt, 75,000 and 40,000 respectively.
I mean, that's mind-boggling to me on a number of levels. A, the immediate impact that we're going to probably feel starting Saturday or Sunday when those benefits are cut off, but also just that it's that high. And I mean, that's even a staggering statistic more universally about Humboldt County and how much we rely on that stuff. And I've been particularly struck, I think, also, not that anyone deserves to be hungry or without shelter, of course, but that how many of those people are seniors. So we are, if you want to operate from what I think is the false assumption that all you have to do is go out and get work and you can get off of this, you know, and we're dealing with seniors and disabled, I think that's particularly cruel.
Despite the challenges, Venegas views Humboldt as a strong community. She said, quote, even despite many of the challenges we have being behind the Redwood Curtain, Humboldt is the place to be because we pull together really well, and no matter where we are in the political spectrum, we have a shared vision of what it takes to be a community. NORCAN will update the situation through a listserv and its website at norcal-nonprofits.com. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.